Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 520. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify or let us know that you want a CD or an audio tape. Whatever the case, they're both free, and including the postage and handling. I've got some real strong scriptures. The Lord gave me a wonderful scripture a few days ago. I've always kind of bypassed the scripture, "Judge not, because you know, and so on and so forth, lest you be judged." But He showed me that needs to be broken down in your mind and used on a daily basis whenever you're reading the Bible, that it's God's judgment. The whole Bible is His judgment, and so therefore He doesn't want us to use our natural mind or our carnal minds to judge what the Bible means. Because our judgment is nothing. We have to get rid of it. And therefore, He gives us a platform to stand on, that all the words in the Bible are God's judgment. And that's what we're supposed to use if we're going to make it through this world into the world, the other world, the world in heaven. There's the nether world, too, that's hell. If we insist on using our own judgment, we're not going to make it into the heavenly realm, the heavenly world. And so therefore, I just love that the Lord gave me, "Judge not." Because if we're judging with our judgment, He tells us that we are going to... He doesn't want us to be judged by using our own judgment, because if you use your own judgment and think your judgment is better than the judgment of God, this is infuriating to the Lord. The entire world is being judged by the Pope's judgment, Bush's judgment, Clinton's judgment, and all these people that are using their own judgment. Like Huckabee said, I shouldn't use the name of Huckabee, because they're all saying all kinds of their own judgments, that one should never think about. He says, "I believe in the Bible, but there are some metaphors in there that if your eyes are lusting, if it offends you, I mean your soul, because you don't want to offend your soul, because that's the only soul you've got or ever will have, but it needs to be reconditioned, refashioned." And so he said, that's just a metaphor, that you're to pluck your eye out. Now, most people can read that and just quickly turn their head away from evil, from lusting. But there's a lot of people that can't. And he said it would be better that you pluck your eye out of your head and throw it away, or chop your hand off if you can't stop your hand from sinning. And to me, that is not a metaphor. That is like a that's what it is. Because a lot of people might think some of the Bible is metaphor, and that's your judgment. But the Lord doesn't talk into a hat. He's meaning what He says. If you can't control your eyes, in other words, to turn it instantly away from every kind of sexual deviation, if you're a deviant, or if you're you've got that in your mind, well, it's better that your windows are shut and painted black, or plucked out, or wear a bandana around your eyes or something, so that you don't have any eyes at all. It's better to enter into the kingdom of heaven with no eyes at all than it would be for you to be cast into hell, having both of your lustful eyes stuck in your sockets. So I rebuke Governor Huckabee in that regard, because the Bible, Mr. Huckabee, is true, and because hell is real. And you say, well, that would be so awful to go through this life being deprived of eyes. But if there are eyes that lust, and there are eyes that cannot stop from sinning, their eyes are full of adultery, the Lord said, it's better to get rid of those kind of eyes. Now, you know, let somebody go ahead and say, well, I took my eyes by what Pastor Alamo said. No, Pastor Alamo never said that. I have no judgment of my own. That is God's judgment, mm-hmm. All right? And if, you know, Mr. Huckabee wants to say, you know, God's judgment isn't real, we should just go by, of course, he doesn't want us to stop lusting. Of course, he wants us to lust so that our souls can go to hell. Especially when the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that if we look upon a woman with lust in our heart, then that is, you might as well have committed adultery with her. And so, you know, this is God's judgment. Now, people are going to hell because they don't believe God's judgment. They think that's real. Rash. Well, you know, the kingdom of heaven in the spiritual realm is not, it's foolishness unto those who perish, unto those who are going to hell. And so people never check themselves. If everybody thinks, as quote Reverend Huckabee thinks, unquote, you're all on your way to hell if you are lusting after something. My grandmother was stone blind, and I believe it was of the Lord. I'm legally blind. I don't want to see. I thank God I don't have to pluck my eyes out. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's very hard for me to see any nasty stuff like the rest of you folks, except those of you that are blind or legally blind like I am. But I don't have to worry about that because I really don't want to see it. But if that's the way you believe, well then, you just come out and say stuff like that. And people say, well, is the Bible literal? Yes, it is literal. And there are some metaphorical things in the Bible, but you know, you better keep your eyes away from things, because if the Lord comes down and orders you, you commit adultery with your eyes. Because whatever your eye sees, your brain hasn't got enough consciousness of the Word of God to turn your eyes away immediately, rip them away immediately, and put your eyes on the Lord. You haven't got that, and so I'll show you how metaphorically it is. Take your eyes out right now. Go to a doctor and have a surgeon and have them removed. Because if you don't, you're going to hell. Now, the Lord puts people to it. Like, he put me to it when I was in an office in Beverly Hills. I wasn't thinking about God, Jesus, angels, Christians, anything. I was there on a business deal. There were six LAPD motorcycle police that were used to, and a chauffeur for a limousine that I would drive around with this person that I was promoting. And I would never talk about Jesus. To me, Jesus didn't exist. There was no, it was a fairy tale for weak people. And then all of a sudden I started getting this, my ears shut off. And I wondered, what's going on? Am I going deaf? It was just one floor up, about 10 feet up off the ground. I could hear traffic. It was a beautiful day in Beverly Hills. And, oh, it was so nice. I couldn't really wait to get out of that meeting because I'm kind of an outdoors person. I wanted to get outside. And I didn't want to sell part of this promotion that I was doing. I was just over at that office as a favor for my attorney. He said, please don't go there. I owe him a favor. At least go and meet him, and so that he won't ever come back to me and say, you never told Tony. You never told him to come over. But I did go over as a favor to my attorney. His wife was there, too. And my whole campaign was up on the wall of this promotion that I was doing for this singer. It was many pages in the Billboard magazine, which is the Bible of the music industry, so to speak. And so then the Lord came down and told me to do things. And the Lord can come down and tell you. And I knew it was the Lord because he started pulling the breath in and out of me and my heart started beating real fast. He can come down on you because I was more void of the Lord than probably anybody that I know. A lot of people I know say they believe in God. Well, I say I don't. And he made me do something that I didn't want to do. And so stop lusting with your eyes, because he very well could come down upon you and tell you to have your eyes surgically removed. And if it happens to Mr. Huckabee, then he'll know. That's no metaphor. God is not running for election. He's not a politician, and he does whatever he pleases, even though it doesn't meet with your judgment. Your judgment is going to send your soul to hell. So what you're going to have to do is reorganize your mind and fill your mind full of the Word of God so that you have the mind of Christ and so that you obey what the Lord says. Because if you don't do that, then you're going to start making up all these stupid, foolish judgments of yours. The whole world believes that it's good to be over there killing people, and that it's good to be over, like they're defending our country. Well, there was no threat from that country at all until these weak and beggarly powers in Washington that were commanded to do these things from Rome went and did that. Everyone that's being killed over there or has been killed, it was a sham. The Bible says that the Rome, Italy, the Vatican, is the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth. And that Rome is the Antichrist. As a matter of fact, Rome is where Satan sits. That's his seat, right there. And there's no other place in Rome that I know of. It's for sure he's not sitting in the patisserie or the brasserie or any of those different places there. Or he's not sitting in the Rome Hilton where I had some very good food there. It was the best place I ever ate in Rome when I was there. He's not there. The devil, I'm sure there's many people possessed with the devil there, but he sits there in the Vatican. That's Satan's seat. And if you say, no, that's your judgment, but the Bible says, God's judgment says that is the truth. And that the things that I'm telling you folks are the truth, is the truth. All right? Now, if you come up with some other harebrained idea of yours, well, then you're sadly mistaken. And again, the Lord could come down at any time and tell you to do whatever he wants to do, or he says, I'll send your soul to hell. That's what he told me. And so for a person who didn't believe in God, didn't believe in Jesus, I even wanted to have that sign, that big cross across from the Hollywood Bowl on a mountain, a hill there. I wanted to have it pulled down. I was going to get a committee of people to have it torn down because it vexed my soul to see it. Why do these Gentiles put up these crosses everywhere? Aren't we going to die soon enough? Why do we have to be reminded of death every day? Well, it's very important to be reminded of death every day because that is, truly is where we're headed for. Not any of us is 1 second younger. We're not getting younger, no matter what these cosmetic ads tell you. or no matter what, you know, some people say. A friend of mine went to Romania because he heard that the Fountain of Youth was there, and I couldn't believe it because he's a big real estate man in Las Vegas. And so he went there. And now he's all stooped over. He was strong and healthy and everything when he started going there. He's married to a former runner-up of Miss America that had been many years before I met them. And he went there, and now he's all stooped over. And I talks real slow. It's not the same man I knew before. We did a promotion together for the singer that was at the headliner of the Dunes Hotel, who was this man was working in a lumber yard or a woodworking factory or something. This man brought him to me, and so I didn't want to promote him, but Susie told me to, and so I did. Then the Lord spoke to me after I got him in the Dunes in a contract with RCA Victor. The Lord told me to quit it, and in the 500 room of Angela's Temple, the Lord, through tongues and interpretations, let me know for sure that I should not do that anymore. That's it. Now you've proved that you're not crazy. Now that you've proved that you are a genuine genius at promo. Because he was an opera singer while the Stones were happening at their biggest peak. And the Beatles. And incidentally, I own a Beatles album, because I did the promotion for Pete Best of the Beatles, and he had six of them, and I got one. So I never forget, you know, my past. And I know the present, that this Word of God that I read to you is absolutely true. This is chapter 7 in the book of Matthew. It says, judge not with your own judgment. But the whole Bible is God's judgment. And so if you want your life to start flourishing, God loves those that believe in His Son, Christ Jesus. And God said that His Son, Christ Jesus, is the Word of God. And so if you start using your own judgment against the Word of God, you stink in the nostrils of the living God. He looks at you like you're a filth, a lice, a cockroach, a piece of chaff, dung. You're nothing to the Lord if you think your judgment is better than His. I don't care if you're running to be the President of the United States or if you're running to be the dog catcher. It doesn't make any difference. The same Word of God applies to everybody. And the Pope disagrees with the Word of God because he is governed by Satan. He really secretly does believe the Word of God. But he knows he's going to hell, and so he knows his time is short, and therefore he's doing everything in his power to make you believe that you are a Democrat, you're a democracy, and that you have a right to your own opinion. I have a right to my opinion. Now this here is my wife. And if somebody puts something on the internet and they say that it's true about these here ministers, well, by God, I'm going to believe it. No matter how good a preacher preaches, no matter how much good he's doing, no matter how many souls he's winning, no matter that he hasn't done these things, by God, I'm going to believe it. By George. Oh, you're using your own judgment. And you're using the idiot's judgment to put that on the screen. Don't you know that the Vatican and the politicians, they have writers that are just busy writing every day slurs and smut against anyone that's preaching the truth, because when we preach the truth, it's the exact opposite of what they're preaching. we preach thou shalt not murder. Murdering is first degree, and murder is what they call abortion. They cover it with this abortion, this word that takes the taint off of murder. They say that it's all right to and this is the exact opposite of what the Lord says. So that's why God hates your judgment, you fools. You stupid fools, and that's why people hate me, because I believe God. God made a believer out of me. Okay? And he loves me, that's why he made a believer of me, because he knows that I will preach his gospel till the day I drop dead, or that I'm taken up into the kingdom of heaven. Well, yeah, it's all right, these people's judgment, because democracy is we the people. We have a right to our stupid opinions. And then even the news media, which is Satan's mouth, calls you up on, they have a survey. Okay, all you people that believe this is right, then call up and say yes. And all you that think it's wrong, say no. Well, if they ask me that, I say, hey, I know nothing but Christ, the Word of God. Christ is the Word of God, and Him crucified. I don't have an opinion of my own, because I know it would be stupid for me to do that, and I'd wind up in hell if I did. So I go by the Word of God. The Word of God says anyone that murders must be killed. There's no, you know, going to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or anything like that. You're going to be killed. You must be killed. Otherwise, the land is tainted with your rotten sins, and God has to curse the land then. And now, don't you idiots, you nice idiots, of course, don't you know that all the industry is gone out of this country? The Vatican made sure that this, with this new world order, that everything is doled over to we must share. Doesn't matter if it's a heathen nation. When the Bible says, give no place to the devil. And if it's a heathen nation that believes in Muhammad or Buddha or any other entity other than God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the whole Word of God, and thou shalt be saved. But if you believe in any other entity, then you're cursed. So you're believing that it's okay to murder, and okay for the little kids to commit fornication. And it's all, this is the exact opposite of God's Word. That's how I know, personally, that it's the devil. Now maybe you don't, because you've got your own judgment. You have a right to have your own opinion. Well, the Lord says we have to get rid of all of our opinions, must be nailed to the cross of Christ, and we must take up the cross and keep every opinion that we have in our head out and load our mind up, rather, with the Word of God. And that way we'll be saved. Because only those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. And those that believe in themselves, or that they have a right to their own stupid opinion. Just to give you an idea of the opinion of the people, look at how many of them have lost their homes because they had the opinion. They didn't live by the Word of God. The government took everything I had away about 10 years ago. Got it back now in aces and spades, because the Lord allowed Satan to do that to the old patriarch Job. But after Job went through it and never cursed God and believed that God was the judge, and if that's what he wanted to do to him, to show good and profitable testimony of a man that loved God, didn't come up with his own stupid... You know, there's people that run companies and they got actually flakes working in the actual office that are calling shots. And they really think they have the right to do it. That's their own opinion. Those people will go to hell. They don't have a chance. They used to say a Chinaman's chance. Now they don't have an American's chance because China is flourishing. They've got their cities are looking more powerful and better than New York City because they have our money now, Japan and China and Germany. And you people are out on the streets with your excellent judgment. I'm being facetious, of course. Your judgment stinks. You're stupid. And you're believing people that are not even saved, like the History Channel and the Biography Channel and all these channels that try to tell you about God. They don't even know God themselves. There's no possible way. And the Da Vinci Code and all these other codes. That's why I'm so happy that the Lord has shown me that scripture in the fullness of use God's judgment. The whole Bible is His judgment. There's no need for you to be so stupid. Like Edgar Bergen used to tell Charlie Mortimer, he said, "Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?" He says, "Well, it's not easy." Well, I think it comes real easy to idiots like you. An idiot will not to use God's judgment. So I'm no idiot, all right? I've been too successful in the natural realm and in the spiritual realm. Very successful. Successful, if you will. But now then, we have some letters. I'll lay off for a few minutes, but stay tuned because there's no telling. I mean, something that you believe is so true, I'll show you how false it is, but not me. I'm just going to show it to you from God's Word. And the more that you serve God, the more successful you're going to be. If you don't serve God, you're going to be the same stinky self that you are. And believe me, some people are so stupid that they stink. And as a matter of fact, I experience that every day. I can smell their stupidity. Oof! It is horrible. All right, so where's the first letter from? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't play any music yet, did I?
No.
Well, see how I get caught up? Because I'm so excited about the Word of God. I'm going to better play some music here to take a little bit of the edge if I can find where my notes are on that. Okay, yeah, here it is. With all my nastiness, do you want to hear me sing? I'm sure you do, right? Okay, well, this is me singing with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And it's a song that everybody should pay attention to because God's judgment is that we're to pray always. How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? People's minds are not at ease at all. Oh, my God, they're worried about getting blown to bits. And they're worried about it because they're not saved. I'm not worried about that at all, folks, because I know and I've seen the other side. I've seen heaven. I've seen Jesus. I've seen myself in heaven. I've seen what I'm going to look like. I'm going to have great eyes there, phenomenal eyes, and Susie. Okay, so here we are, me and J.D. Sumner and the Sam's Quartet to sing How Long Has It Been?
Till the light shone through.
has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden?
And you called him your friend. How long has it been since you knew?
It been since you cared about getting into the Word of God so that you knew the correct direction that you're going? How long has it been before since you prayed to the Lord up in heaven to find out what move you should make? Lord, should I buy this house? The payments seem kind of steep. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep my job this long because things are quite uncertain in the United States of America. And I see all kinds of homeless people up there. You're saying don't buy it? Well, Lord, my wife is just, she's going to want to kill me if I say no, we can't buy it and everything. So I think I'm just going to have to go with my wife, Lord. Oh. My wife kept trying to rub me into the gutter. That's where I put her, okay? Yeah. I just put her in her place. All right, because like these Southerners down here say, I'll run my high house. My wife listens to what I say. And by George, she does, because he's experienced seeing me be very successful down through the years. And so she knows that her opinion doesn't mean much. Oh, now she can cook whatever she wants. I don't care about that. But when it comes to ruling the church and ruling the universe by the word of God, the judgment of God, see, I have received the Lord Jesus Christ. I have received the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ is the kingdom of heaven. I've received the kingdom of heaven like it was a little infant, a little baby Jesus sent to me. And I've built on him. I just kept building on him with the word of God, and now I got it. I got it now. And all you people out there, you haven't got it. Because I can see so many of you not making very good decisions. Why, I've seen hotels, great big hotels, the doors are shut on them because they don't know. They had a lot of money. They said, well, let's open the hotel. And it's locked up. Not one patron. And they're beautiful hotels. And they can say, yeah, I built that over there. Well, but how much dinero is coming in, senor? How much money is coming in there, huh? Nothing. I've got a friend that opened a huge hospital. The doors are locked because the government came up with laws where you can't run it. And there's a lot of people that need help. They need hospital rooms and so on. But it's locked. Why? This is their judgments. But I talked to the Lord and he says, don't do this. I wanted to have a big cattle farm. Don't do it. My Lord, they just eat right off the fat of the land. Don't do it. Why? I don't know. But I'm not going to even ask the Lord why. When I hear from the Lord, that's it. Okay? I don't care. Nobody can influence me to get into any kind of business or anything like that if the Lord tells me, nay, no, don't do it. But you people don't do that because you have put so much stock in your judgment. And then you get into business with all kinds of weasels, people that are just Shylocks. Another friend of mine, I just came down to see me from Florida, and he says, man, this guy, I gave him $400,000, I raised all this money to open up this clinic, and all of a sudden, he just took the money and cut me out of it. He doesn't care. But I can see why so many people commit murder, because they're so into money so much that they would commit murder and go to, not only did the guy beat him out of the $400,000, but now he's going to go to the electric chair or to get a needle put in his arm or go to the gas chamber for this idiot. No, you have to pray. How long has it been since you got on your knees and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? Should I send my child to this school or that school, or should I homeschool him? If you're using God's judgment, that doesn't take much strain on you. You should know better than to send them to one of these public schools. Well, Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or somebody else did. Times have changed, folks. You're way back in the Thule somewhere. You know, one of these days you're going to wake up. All right. As I promised, we have some letters, all right? Where's the first one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay, what do they have to say?
Beloved in Christ, greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. First, we praise God for the opportunity to notify you that we received the gifts of Bibles, books entitled The Messiah, and World Newsletters and Literature of Tony Alamo.
Yeah, I sent them. A miracle just happened. I did what the Lord said, and they're praising and thanking the Lord for it. Do you think of giving a Bible away or Bible literature to somebody? How many people do you know that would be happy and praise and thank the Lord for it if you sent it to them? You probably couldn't count them on one hand. Even if you have all your fingers. Okay, then what?
In which there were words of encouragement to us. May the Almighty God...
Yeah, don't you need encouragement today?
Amen.
Hey, what? Yes, indeed. Okay, go ahead.
May the Almighty God be exalted, and may He bless you and your ministry because of what you are doing to help the churches. Your literature is very useful in the Lord's ministry, and we are going to go to the upland areas to proclaim the Word of God. Many people are saved by your literature, especially the literature entitled Dry Bones. further be informed that we are holding an annual meeting this year, and on behalf of the entire congregation and all Malawians, let me take this great opportunity to invite you to be with us during the crusade.
Incidentally, dry bones, that is my personal testimony, which I gave you a little bit of it today. It gets deeply into the way that I was saved in that office that day. It's a must for everybody in the world that wants to get pointed in the right direction. Okay, and then what?
Your visit will be appreciated and will be a step ahead towards establishing God's kingdom to the Malawians. We are requesting more Bibles and literature, as well as t-shirts and sweatshirts. May the Lord bless your ministry. We are the Malawi and Mozambique churches who are serving the Lord and expanding the kingdom of God. May God bless you, yours in Christ, Sidrick from Mikolongwe, Malawi, Africa.
Praise the Lord. That's so good. Okay, so I know we've already sent them in everything. I always tell our mail room to send out requests immediately, because so many of these letters come in that I don't really have time to hear them. I'm always studying or doing something, building or negotiating, dealing with attorneys, so you name it. Not that I'm giving any endorsement to attorneys, because a lot of them are not where they should be with the Lord. They have their own judgments. And it's rare that I've never really agreed with any of them. But I hire attorneys and I tell them what to do. And if they won't, I tell them, look at you. I'm the boss. I'm hiring you and you're working for me and you'll do what I tell you. And if they won't, I just fire them immediately. Why? Because I have the mind of Christ. I'm smarter than they are. Okay, then what?
The next letter?
Yes.
From Las Vegas, Nevada. Dear Pastor Lamo and his dear fellow servant in Christ, how wonderful it was to receive your note that you would be using my testimonial on your radio show, Program 465. I feel honored and privileged that you chose it. My cellmate, who suffers from macular degeneration, also listens and is inspired by your radio shows. I read the Bible to him every day, and daily we rejoice in our sufferings. As the Apostle Peter wrote, quote, "But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled," unquote, 1 Peter 3:14. The evil, corrupt government and their Nazi-booted enforcers of evil terrorize us constantly with brutal surprise cell searches and strip searches. We don't fear because, quote, "The Lord is with us as a mighty and terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble and they shall not prevail," unquote. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 11. Any more literature?
Don't worry about getting strip searched. I was strip searched all the time in prison. And I'd tell them, and a couple of the cops didn't like it too well. I told them, I wish they would check chickens this well. Okay? Because, you know, I would feel more at ease by eating them. They check under your fingernails everywhere. Okay, read the rest.
Any more literature, and perhaps a King James Version Bible, would be wonderful to receive. Please keep me on your mailing list. The Holy Spirit testifies of the truth that you speak, and how blessed are we in Las Vegas to have your radio show on KLAV AM 1230. Because I can't receive a CD of Program 465 here in jail, would you please send it to my brother? He can play it for me over the telephone. I hope Program 465 hasn't played already, as I'm anxiously awaiting tonight's show at 11 p.m. Please send the CD of Program 465 to Dr. Robert Chase, and he gives the address. I loan other inmates copies of your newsletters that you sent me and tell them when to tune in to your show. I especially love the newsletter with John Peeler's testimony. I can testify this really happens because I am a victim. Sincerely in Christ, Richard from Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, the John Peeler testimony that he's talking about. John Peeler was a former FBI and BATF undercover man. And he is currently living in Little Rock, and he makes known in that literature his phone number, his address. You can contact him to check this out. You can actually check the records, so far as government agents are concerned, and see that he was definitely one of them. Now, he was involved with the Waco massacre, and he said all those people that went there, they are FBI, BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms people, and people that were IRS. They're carrying guns now, you know, the IRS. It's a takeover that Sue and I have been preaching for 44 years, almost 44 years, and Susie 25 years before me. And you've been taken over, folks. And I'm not trying to, you know, say that you anything other than that, because your judgment is so foolish. You didn't follow God's judgment. You haven't allowed Christ, the Word of God, to enter you, as you haven't received the kingdom of heaven as a little child. Because such is the kingdom of heaven, is you must receive Christ into your heart as a little infant, and then let him grow by reading the Word. But if you've never read the Word of God, please believe me, folks, you're as stupid as a goose. You don't know anything. Because, you know, when you're into the spiritual realm, that's a whole different ballpark. That's a whole different realm than what you've been living in all your life. Everybody's faking it in the world. Some of them say, well, you know, they become movie stars and basketball players and all these different things. But you realize that there's probably 99 million other people that can sing better than Tony Bennett or any other singer, because I used to run the Tony Alamo Theatrical School in Cleveland, Ohio, which was in the WHK building. And I used to have these talent shows, and I've heard so much talent that was better than anybody else that I've ever heard on the air, but they don't have, they have inferiority complexes. They don't want to try to do it or anything like that. And right now, of course, I'm not into that sort of thing anyway, but because it was depressing. It was very depressive type of lifestyle that I was living. I had money. I had the 20 original hits. I'm the one that started that, like what Time Life is doing today. And they're just copying what I did. And I got tired of doing that, and so I just quit it. And there's not so many things. They asked me to do the promotion for the entire Democratic Party, including the President of the United States. And I didn't know anything about politics at the time, but I sure do now, because I put on the mind of Christ, and my judgments are not my own. If I'm saying something about somebody or something, it's not my judgment. It's the judgment of the Lord. And so, yes, it's... John Peeler was an undercover agent for several of these federal government agents. He was involved with Waco. He said they didn't go there to arrest that man. They went there to kill him. And they were laughing about it, and they were calling it a turkey shoot. And this person here knows it to be the truth, and you'd be surprised how many people have written in and called in and testified, we know that's absolutely right. And John Peeler read my literature and said, I'm right on, right on. He said, Tony hasn't even told the public the tip of the iceberg of the evil, wicked, rotten, filthy things that are going on in Washington, D.C. from Rome. He says, I know it's true. I was involved with the federal building, he said, in the blowing up of it in Oklahoma City. He said he took place, took part in the first bombing and the second bombing of the World Trade Center. That was all the FBI, the White House, all these people were in on it. We shouldn't be over there bombing these people, but you know what it is? Democracy. The devil came up with a very splendid idea for him to be able to take over the world. And so what they did is brainwash everybody on the media to tell them how wonderful democracy is, because we can make our minds up, we can have our own judgments and decisions, and no one can tell us we have a right to our own opinion. We have a right to our, and people love that. They don't want to be have jurisdiction over them by the Bible, by little old God, you idiots. And so that's what they do. If a country will not become democratic or have a democracy, what they do is they replace the leader. But first, before they replace him, they build up a big story about how he's a Hitler, he's a weasel, he beats his people, he does this, he does that, all these things, so that you just want to go over there and kill him. And then when they kill him, they put one of the Vaticanites in there to run the country. They say, now we have democracy. But they're having a little problem over in Iraq because those people don't want them. I'm not saying that they're right, but I'm not saying that the United States is right either. They're as wrong as rain. They were not attacking us. We started that war. If you want to know something, God is going to finish it. And he's going to finish a lot of you people here in the United States and a lot of you people throughout the entire world. And mark my words, not my words, mark the words that I tell you from the Word of God. Don't judge. Don't listen to these liars, because the Bible says that no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And you're not to listen to liars. You're to listen to people like myself that tells the truth. Now repent or perish. Accept Christ, the little child, the little infant into your heart. As a little child, and then build him up in you by his word. The word of God is food and it is drink. It is his flesh and his blood, his Holy Spirit. The word of God is spirit and it's life. It's the power of God unto salvation to only those who believe. So my time is up right now, and I'd like to invite all of you to receive Jesus as a little infant into your heart. He's not going to hurt you. He just wants to lead you and guide you and direct you into all goodness. So say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus, that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. It's a positive, because your word says so. Your word is truth. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my eternal soul. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just raise your hands up and thank the Lord and praise the Lord for giving you this insight, this salvation. Because, you know, there's not many people that the Lord, that believe the Word of God so much that that's all they'll preach. Thank and praise the Lord. And now here's Sharon to tell you how you can receive a copy of this program, number 520-520. Please specify whether you want a audio tape or a CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. 7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another good feeding from the Word of God, something that will make you grow up to the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you people that have money, and if you're receiving something from this program, you are commanded by the Lord to tithe to it. You know why? Because I'll sing it to you in a song right now. You can't take it with you.
In a turmoil by the sidewalk, somewhere someone left to meet their fate. Other people stand around and just talk when they could do more than just debate. Everybody's sweating about the dollar, yelling, can he save this penny? How's it gonna help them when they holler if it sends them to a place to burn? You can't take it with you where you're going. There's no place to spend it either way. You might as well get satisfaction knowing someone had a little brighter day. Somebody turn a tear to laughter. Be some aerotone along your way. There's no social standings in hereafter. Everybody dies a single way. You can't take it with you where you're going. There's no place to spend it either way. Someone had a little brighter day. When you help somebody be glory, you can't shut the Lord now, don't you know? Helping others can be fun to be, 'cause you can't take it with you when you go. No, you can't take it with you.